This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
Well, it's been an interesting week in Michigan. Here to talk about a couple of points are our Friday political observers, Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican majority leader in the Senate. He joins us by Skype. Let's start with Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address this week. Vicki, what got your attention among the things the governor outlined?
What got my attention was he spent the first, the majority of his State of the State talking about his legacy.
Well, that's not out of the ordinary, is it? I mean, governors do that when it's the last one.
It was an hour-long speech, and 50 minutes of it were his legacy. And he kind of skipped over the real impact of his legacy, which is the Flint crisis. I don't mind him touting his wonderful, you know, things that he thinks he's done, like fixing the tax structure, which really isn't fixed. So I have a different point of view about what he did in the last 7 years. However, I did appreciate his emphasis finally on the environment, on infrastructure, on roads and water systems, which are really important to take a look at. And I do hope that they've learned some lessons from the failed bid for Amazon, which is we are a state with their largest metropolitan area, the Detroit metropolitan area, without a viable public transportation system, which is a critical loss in the state of Michigan.
We'll take a little closer look at the infrastructure and environment thing. So, Ken, first, what struck you about the governor's State of the State speech?
I think Vicki is right about, you know, the sort of the substance of it. He spent the majority of the time kind of touting his record. But what struck me really was how passionate he was. I thought, you know, this is a governor who's not going to go down in the history books as the best speech deliverer, but I thought it was the best speech I've ever heard him give. And I think it was because he was very passionate and wanted to talk about the things he's done and his accomplishments.
Next week, the governor says he will introduce several specific proposals involving that failing infrastructure we were talking about and environmental concerns. Vicki, this legislature is preoccupied with finding a way to cut taxes. How do you think they'll receive any proposal to spend more money on roads and pollution cleanup?
They won't receive it well. They spent the balance of this week after the State of the State cutting taxes again to match some of the cuts and exceeding the cuts to match the federal income tax changes so that Michigan residents aren't critically hurt. But I want to point out that we've had a $10 billion general fund budget for the last two decades. So it's certainly not growing by leaps and bounds, and yet inflation marches on and the cost of fixing our aging infrastructure is rising dramatically. So I don't know where he's going to get the money to do the several things he talked about, to increase rural broadband access, to clean up the Michigan toxic waste sites, to increase recycling efforts, to increase the school aid fund allowance, to fight Asian carp, and to fix our infrastructure. He also wants more money for roads. I truly don't know where he's going to get it with this legislature, and I'm hoping he's successful, but I don't hold out some tremendous hope.
And, of course, more money for schools. Ken, what's the legislature going to do about these proposals?
I think we're at a kind of a time of a real policy disconnect here between the governor's belief about some of the state's needs and, as you point out, the Republican legislature's complete obsession with cutting taxes and kind of ignoring what the governor, a Republican governor, I might add, believe some of the needs are, whether it's education, roads, or environmental concerns. It's just a huge disconnect right now.
Finally, the Michigan House of Representatives has requested Michigan State University records of the Larry Nassar child sexual assault scandal and ordered its lawyers to look into whether the MSU Board of Trustees can be removed from office. Vicki, what do you think of these moves by House Speaker Tom Leonard?
I think they're a little too late. I don't mind him doing what he wants to do, but let's look at the history right here. This story, we first got the first complaints in 1997. Michigan State didn't do anything about it. That followed up quite a while later with another major complaint against Larry Nassar being brought in 2014. But it really wasn't until the Me Too movement and an Indianapolis Star investigative reporter who really brought to light the problems that were going on at Michigan State with Larry Nassar and the U.S. gymnastics team. This is much bigger than just Michigan State University. This involves the U.S. gymnastics team as well, and the coaches and their summer camp. So this is a major story. Do I think that the Michigan State trustees did not act quick enough? Yes, I do, and I think they're all culpable. I'm glad the president of the university decided to step down. Unfortunately, I don't think her statement was strong enough or welcoming enough to apologize to the victims that were hurt for the last 20 years by this man. But kudos to the judge.
Ken, what are your thoughts about the House moves, looking into records and looking into ways to get rid of some of the members of the Board of Trustees, if not all of them?
Well, everything's too late on this. I mean, but now we're looking at a House investigation, an Attorney General investigation, an NCAA investigation, and recent calls for a federal investigation coming out of the Congress and the U.S. Senate. I do want to give Speaker Leonard some credit. I think it was his move Wednesday morning to put a resolution on the House floor for all representatives to vote on calling for the resignation of the president of MSU. That was kind of one of the straws that broke the camel's back in forcing her decision. So I do want to give him some credit for that kind of aggressiveness. Now, as I think Vicki has already said and what I've said, you know, got all these investigations tripping all over themselves at this point in time, and I think we all wished at least one of them was done about 5 to 10 years ago.
Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator, and Vicki Barnett, a former Democratic legislator. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.